チョコレートイエーイ。
Hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
At 6:30 hours,
12:45,
and at 18:50, Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna kulala.
The headlines on Kombon Radio.
Installation of toilets and water facilities at Kampwena Market elects Kalulushi Chibuluma residents. In African news, the largest container vessel docks at South Africa's port of Nkwala. To present the news, my name is Blessed Chua. Residents of Kalulushi's Chibuluma Township are celebrating the recent installation of toilets and water facilities at the Kampwena Market. The new ablution block with a water reticulation system is expected to greatly improve sanitation and hygiene at the market. The residents have emphasized the importance of maintaining their facilities and ensuring they're not vandalized.
Look what it has brought it here. There's the foot of this toilet and water. That way, the foot of the market there across. That's what our dream is. Because in any market and any place where people, numerous people are found, there must be water. There must be toilet. Because at our outcry, throughout the years past, was water. And a place where people can manage to drink. Now, I want to alert the community also that this building or this building which has been erected must be kept security-wise. We don't want vandalism. But if we vandalize and it becomes a white elephant, definitely there will be no devotees.
And speaking when she toured Constituency Development Fund, the CDF projects, Kalulushi Member of Parliament Kampan Bamulenga directed that market operations at Kampwena Market resume pending final preparations and cleaning by Kalulushi Municipal Council. Ms. Mulenga emphasized the importance of protecting the new facilities from vandalism, warning that if they remain inaccessible to the public, they risk becoming a waste of resources. Residents of Chitina area in Mukushi district have appealed to government to consider upgrading the local school to accommodate grade 8 learners in a bid to improve access to secondary education. Area Zonal Representative Cornelius Chalo expressed concern that pupils who qualify for secondary school are forced to walk long distances following the removal of secondary classes from the school. Mr. Chalo explained that the community had initiated the construction of an additional classroom block in hopes of facilitating the upgrade, but the project remains incomplete due to limited resources. He has since called on government to allocate funds for the completion of the classroom block to enable the school to begin offering secondary education once again.
Form 1 parts in Apopodera grade 6, of which of Roku Yakuaka Sokota, which is a complaint to the community to Kuisha Navakova. Number one, a threat Makuya, some Vadimu, Mugredi, Muform 1, Mobalia, Badiva, no, not a very even of Vitika. Now, Vakaya Ikalashani, so we are, the community is really complaining over that issue. We have Nyapo, Form 1, Java, and Tabaka, and Sokola, Ikari, and some they will even come back in Ama. I'm a early pregnancy just because they don't know how to take care of themselves. So the government were appealing not to to withdraw that form one, form two, from Tsina, because but the community has really complained over the problem that is going to face in appealing to the government to upgrade the school.
Beneficiaries of the Constituency Development Fund, the CDF grants in Luano District, have expressed their gratitude to the government for the disbursement of the funds to 146 cooperatives and clubs in Mukushi South constituency under the grants component. One of the beneficiaries, Grace Mwanza, says the financial support will contribute to improving the livelihoods of people in the district through the empowerment of small-scale enterprises and community-based initiatives. Meanwhile, Luano District Council Chairperson Paul Tembo has urged the recipients to utilize the funds prudently and for the intended purposes to ensure sustainable development in the area. Mr. Tembo further reviewed that over 2 million kwacha has been disbursed under the 2024 allocation to support various income-generating activities across the constituency. Luansha Acting District Health Director Lennon Mutale has announced a decline in new cases of sexually transmitted infections, specifically syphilis and HIV, while there has been an increase in gonorrhea cases in the district. According to Mr. Mutale, the number of cases recorded in the first half of 2025 shows a significant decrease compared to the last half of 2024. For syphilis, the district recorded 427 male cases and 396 female cases between July and December 2024. However, this number dropped to 311 male cases and 319 female cases between January and June 2025. HIV cases also saw a decline, with 343 male cases and 489 female cases recorded in the last half of 2024, compared to 185 male cases and 331 female cases in the first half of 2025. However, gonorrhea cases have showed an increase, with 4 male cases and 11 female cases recorded in the last half of 2024, rising to 8 male cases and 15 female cases in the first half of 2025. Mr. Mtali attributes the higher number of cases in females to women seeking medical attention more promptly than men. He also notes that Luansha Health facilities are well stocked with essential medicines, including antibiotics for treating STIs and antiretroviral drugs for HIV, with a stock level of 80% to 85%.
We had 427 males suffering from syphilis, and then 396 females suffering from syphilis. Then for gonorrhea, we had four men.